Welcome to the Did You Know podcast by Verisource, where we interview founders and executives at amazing technology companies that can help your business save time and money and grow, especially bring awareness to smarter, better, faster solutions that can transform your business. Hello, everyone. This is Victor with Verisource. Welcome to another episode of the Did You Know podcast. Today, I'm excited to have Dor Eisner, who is the CEO and founder of a company called Guards. And Guards is a cost-effective all-in-one cybersecurity solution designed for IT pros and SMB. Welcome to the show, Dor.
Thank you, Victor. Well, thank you. Happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, no worries. You know, we were just chatting earlier. You're a world traveler. You travel a lot, and love to hear all about that. But for the audience that may not know, you know, you too much or Guards, can you give us a little background and founder story about yourself, and how did you kind of get here?
Sure. So I started my journey about 20 years ago in the cybersecurity space. I started the Israeli Intelligence Force, the 8200 unit. It's a special unit that actually started about 25 years ago, and I was there for about 5 years. When, you know, back in the time, no one really talked about cybersecurity, and cybersecurity 20 years ago was not a big thing. But for us, for the Israeli intelligence, it was a big thing. And, you know, the foundation of my background are more like technical, working for governments and stuff. In the last decade, I moved to the startup world. I was involved in three startups in the cybersecurity space. The last one, a company that developed a dark web intelligence platform, was acquired by Rapid7 last year. It was a deal of $350 million. After a few weeks after the acquisition, we decided to start and to build Guards with a mission to democratize cybersecurity for very small businesses. We saw this market, you know, shifting, especially from the previous venture when we monitored the dark web, Victor. We saw a trend in the of the bad guys. They started to create attack as a service tools. And those tools, they created a new market for cyber criminals because like 3, 4, 5 years ago, you need a lot of expertise, you know, to create and to generate or to execute a cyber attack. Nowadays, in the last year or so, you can just go to the dark web, find a forum for attack as a service, and you can get like phishing tool as a service, ransomware tool as a service, a fraud tool as a service, you name it. And you can just pray and pray. And this trend, this shift in the market created a new scale of attacks against small businesses because they are more vulnerable than the enterprise solutions that are out there.
Yeah, and no, I totally, you know, agree with you. And, you know, we've seen obviously a lot of companies try to do multiple things, but when you guys say you're all in one, it's truly amazing because you guys have email, web browsing, cloud apps, awareness, identity, all in one platform, again, at an affordable price, which we'll come back to that. But why did you take this approach of having, you know, 6 or 7 different areas of coverage, take kind of this holistic approach?
Yeah, that's great. So you know, when we started to analyze about a year ago, what is going to be the direction of protecting small businesses, we started to monitor what are the top attack vectors or what are the top attack as a service tools that are out there in the market. And we started to build the technology stack around how we can protect small businesses at scale and how we can do it in a cost-effective approach and what the differentiator of Guards to the market. And together with the platform that can provide the security and also the insurance coverage, the components that are supporting the security are the components that are requested by the underwriters, by the carriers, to provide cyber insurance. So the technology that we are developing, the all-in-one, is actually the enablement and the qualification to get the best insurance coverage. And that's what hand in hand by Guards, that we are streamlining the security and the insurance. And by the way, the security components obviously part of them we are developing ourselves, part of them we are OEM with leading security vendors, leading security engines out there. But overall, the Guards experience is an all-in-one approach for secure and ensure your business in a subscription mode.
Yeah, we're definitely going to come back and talk more about this integration. Obviously, you know, one of the next questions we want to ask you, and we're here to ask you tough questions for the audience, for the business owners, right? Obviously, when you're able to provide more solution, more value, more areas of coverage under one affordable price, that's, you know, amazing in any category. But I think a lot of people might look at that and say, well, you know, if you're trying to be good at everything, but you might not be the best at, you know, one of those categories. It could be email, could be maybe there is another email tool, security tool that's much better focused on that. What would you say to companies who might think about that or might have concerns about the fact that, you know, it may not be the best solution for each of these areas? Or do you feel like SMB may not be concerned about that? What's your thought?
Yeah, it's, you know, in the end of the day, it's not about the best point solution. It's about how I can protect my business from the top attack vectors and how I can do it, you know, holistically. And, you know, even if you go and you invest in the best endpoint protection, you know, like a solution from, you know, from an enterprise grade solution, first of all, you will pay a lot of money. Then you will have only point solution against one attack vector. So in the end of the day, we believe our approach is providing you good enough security that will cover the top attack vectors into one single solution that can actually monitor your risk from the external perspective and the internal network, and can analyze the risk over time and remediate threats in breeze. So it's about the detection, prevention, and remediation that would create Guards the one solution that tailored and affordable for small businesses. And we believe that our technology stack is definitely leading with all the engines and the integration that we have in the backend. So,
yeah, no, I think that's fantastic. I mean, again, you know, even if you buy the best solution or you think is the best, there's still limitations on these point solution, and you end up buying, you know, five or six different point solutions that doesn't talk to each other. And, you know, I think that's where a lot of companies struggle, right? Especially small businesses. So you mentioned something really unique, which is insurance. I mean, as a security company, obviously it does impact insurance because, you know, those two things go hand in hand. However, we haven't really seen any security companies either get involved in or even be a part of the insurance process. You know, and so what made you in the beginning thought about either including, or first of all, how does, you know, the insurance work? Are you guys providing insurance or are you guys just helping them? How do you guys impact on the insurance side for SMB? Question number one. Number two is, what made you want to include this offering when it's really theoretically two different businesses, even though it impacts each other?
Yeah, definitely. So first of all, we've partnered with a carrier that is providing the insurance for our customers. So we are not doing the underwriting itself, and it's not in our paper, but it's definitely our policy based on our detection response capabilities in the platform. So once you get the Guard solution, and once you're secured by Guards, you can get a better pricing and better coverage from the carrier that we are working with than other carriers in the market. So compared to other carriers in the market, the coverage and the price will be better with Guards. And we decided to go on this motion because we believe that for small businesses, it's about cybersecurity peace of mind. And cybersecurity peace of mind is the technology, and it's also the coverage. You know, you need to know that, you know, if you have only the insurance coverage, it's not good enough, because in the end of the day, if something bad happens, you will get the money, maybe the claim, but you know, then you will need to, you know, to fix it for few days or few weeks, or even, you know, sometimes you can fix it, you know, reputation, you know, data, ransomware and stuff. So we believe in the combination of being secured but also being insured if something bad happens. And we believe in our technology, and also the carrier that they partner with Guards believe in our technology that can improve the loss ratio of his paper. So in the end of the day, it's good for everyone.
Yeah, I think that is super smart. I mean, I think it's just the vision, you know, that you have that you, I always say, you know, customer doesn't need more data, they need answers. And I think that this is a great way for you to do that is you thought about what you would want as a business owner, as a, you know, small business owner, and what you would need, all the entire supply chain of it is not just, you know, one thing. So I think, yeah, that's awesome. I'm sure they can, you know, get better discounts on their cyber insurance because it's already been pre-vetted. They also on the, for the underwriter, it's less risk because they already know that your system is going to protect them and protect those risks. So spot for on. Sure, it's a win-win situation, right?
Yeah, spot on, definitely.
Yeah. So first of all, we mentioned a couple of times, you know, all of the amazing value and services you guys provide, yet at such an affordable price. And I think that is such a, it's a game changer in itself. How were you able to include so many solutions? Because you also have OEMs you partner with, they have costs, you have costs. And to put it all together, plus the insurance and everything, how are you able to do it at such an affordable price?
Yeah. So first of all, we are developing a very unique technology that is based on the existing, you know, technologies that are out there. Like, you know, for example, if you are integrating with Google Workspace or Microsoft 365, or even your devices, you know, running Microsoft Defender and other tools that are out there. So first of all, our platform leveraging all the products that the customer is already using and making sure that the security posture of those solutions are the best, is the best. And then we are able to detect and analyze any risk coming from the external and internal exposure of the business and monitoring the digital footprint of the business. So we build a lot of technologies that are, you know, can work at scale, and therefore we are able to reduce the price massively. And the OEMs that are we are using, you know, for engines like antivirus engines and anti-malware engines, we are just buying them at scale. So it's a different approach of getting to a vendor, to a third-party vendor, and asking him for, you know, for 100 users. But we are doing it at scale, and we are supporting, you know, hundreds of, you know, customers every month, new customers, and we are new in the market. So we just have hundreds of customers right now, but the vision is to secure, like, you know, hundreds of thousands of businesses in the US in the next years to come.
Yeah, no, it's especially in this economy and also SMB, it's, you know, people feel like buying IT or even security is just like, it just keeps spending and spending and spending. It's always a new solution they need, or they just pay one cost-effective price and get, you know, six or seven different solutions in one. I mean, that's a no-brainer, I think, as a buyer, right? So, yeah. But if you look at SMB, some companies don't even have IT people, right? Or some maybe only have one. So can you kind of give us a couple examples of how do you help companies? How do you guys work with company who may not have IT, but wants obviously security? And then what about if they do have an IT person, how do you complement and help that IT admin?
Yeah, it's a good question. So the Guard solution, the technology stack is built for IT professionals. So you don't need to be a security expert to work with Guards, but you need to have some IT, you know, knowledge in order to, you know, to onboard and to help the platform remediate threats for you. So we have actually two business models and two different dashboards. We have a dashboard and a business model for internal IT, like a small IT team, even one-man show IT team for small business that can onboard self-serve to the platform and get all the security stack plus the detection, prevention, remediation in an automated fashion through the Guards website, guards.com. You can go to the website as an IT manager and get the product immediately. We are providing, by the way, 14 days free trial for the product. And then you can choose if you want to pay for subscription, for a monthly subscription or for an annual subscription. Obviously, the price change accordingly. For companies that are using some kind of external IT or outsource their IT, we have built the same platform, the same technology, but with a different dashboard as a multi-tenancy dashboard for IT consultant, like MSPs that are supporting the small businesses. And we are working with a selected group of MSPs that are providing our services, and we are onboarding new MSPs every day. So the MSPs that are working with Guards, they are able to provide the small business owners the Guard solution at the same price, at the same service, at the same level, that they can get it directly.
Yeah, so, you know, that sounds great that you're actually helping internal IT and external IT. So you mentioned, you know, obviously, you know, last couple of years, you've seen kind of this research and shift in, you know, risk for SMBs. If you look forward, let's say in the next 1 year to 3 years, you know, just from being a security expert for so long, what do you think are some of the new challenges that SMBs are going to face? And where do you think kind of that security is going to be headed? Meaning, are there new categories that you guys are thinking about adding that you feel like are going to be important in the stack?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So you know, based on a lot of market research and based on, you know, our experience, the cyber crisis in the small business market, it's just started, just getting started. You know, like what the economy saw in the last decade about cybersecurity for enterprise is going to be the same in the next decade to come as a cybersecurity for small businesses. Because as we mentioned in the beginning, you know, the threat actors and the bad guys in the dark web, they are leveraging, you know, their tools to scale the cyber crime. And therefore, we are going to see a tremendous amount of, you know, attacks targeting small businesses. And we are there, and we want to help, you know, small businesses to get their business secured and to focus on what matters, you know, running their business and sleep good at night. So in terms of the product roadmap and the product capabilities, we believe that a lot of functionality is going to be around the cloud. So we are going to add in the foreseen future a lot of functionality and capabilities around SaaS applications and detecting, you know, the shadow IT of the world, like, you know, like any kind of SaaS application that users or employees are using as part of their business email, sharing data, collaborating with external resources, etc. That's going to be a huge risk for small businesses in the future, and our platform is going to support all the data leak prevention and all the shadow IT security in the next few weeks.
Oh, wow. A few weeks. That is, I mean, SaaS discovery, SaaS security, that is a hot space for sure. And so when you guys have that, it's going to be amazing. And we're excited to partner with you guys. And Dor, so, you know, the last couple months, as you know, AI has just taken over the world, right? In a sense of virality, where it used to be a very technology thing, you know, but then now people were thinking about in 10 years, AI is going to take over. It's like 3 months later, AI has taken over in the sense of it's everybody's mind. Everybody's implementing ChatGPT. Just the view of AI has changed, even though from a technology perspective, a lot of people have integrating AI into security and everything already, right? But love to get your thought as a founder, as a security expert. Where do you see AI play a role, maybe in what you guys do, but also maybe, you know, for security industry in general, you think?
Yeah, I think that AI is the biggest change for the security for the future of security. And that's happening now, you know, as you mentioned. We are thinking about implementing AI in our remediation plan. Still work in progress, you know, still in the oven, let's say. But in the next few years, AI is going to be a big part of the security operation for most of the companies and also for Guards. Until I believe, you know, as an industry expert for many years, you know, until the last year or so, AI was a buzzword, and now it became like a reality, you know, because the open source and the availability of AI is becoming, you know, more accessible for technologies to implement. So we are there, we are working on it as we speak, and let's see how the market is developing in this area.
Yeah, it's super exciting for sure. It's giving a lot of people a lot of incredible opportunities. So the last question we always have for our guest here as we wrap up is, you've seen a lot, you've done a lot, had a lot of success. If you have to give one personal and or business advice to anybody that you're just passionate about or something you believed in strongly, what do you think that would be, Dor?
Working in security for more than 20 years, we believe that this market is evolving so fast, and we want to be, you know, part of this involvement, especially, you know, for protecting small businesses and to build a safer digital world for small businesses and just to create a better world. So our passion here in, by the way, our development and R&D team is located in Israel, and our headquarters is located in Dallas. So we believe that together, you know, we can build a safer digital world for those businesses. And I'm passionate about it. And that's what we are eating for morning and before sleep.
I definitely feel the passion, and I love working with your team. We're excited to partner with you. I really appreciate your time today, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, Victor.
That was an amazing episode of the DigiKnow podcast with Verisource. Hope you enjoyed it and got some great insights from it. Make sure you follow us on social media for the next episode. And if you want to get the best deals from the guest today, make sure to send us a message at sales@verisource.com.